This is CliffCentral.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. This is Consciousness Cafe, and hello to you on Freedom Day. I think last time we were here was a couple of months ago. I think right after the Penny Sparrow, actually. So I don't know if we've quite progressed and moved on from there. I think different things have happened. But that's, for a change, not what we're talking about today. Today we're talking about freedom in a different sense. Before I continue rambling on, I'm Keke Motseke, and I'm here with Anisha Panchia, my fellow co-founder of the Consciousness Cafe. Unfortunately, Claire is somewhere in transit between Scotland and South Africa. She will be here by tomorrow, but unfortunately at the moment she's still traveling. And then we also have a special guest. We have Senzo Shabangu, a successful South African artist, who is going to be taking us through what our focus is for today. So freedom is different things to different people. And I think we've talked about what freedom means to us, and, you know, in the context of the South African history and all of the things that we've discussed around it before. But today we'll be talking about freedom in a different way, because Senzo Shabangu is an artist, and that's something maybe not so common amongst, you know, black people, and maybe even, you know, in the white society, the Indian society as well. And there must have been some freedom of choice in him choosing this specific kind of career. And that's what we'll be getting into today.
Yes, hi, everyone. It's Anisha. We're happy to be here again on Freedom Day. KK, we were also here last year on Freedom Day, no?
Yes, we were.
And I think I was feeling like quite melancholic, like thinking about, you know, how far the country has progressed, and we're talking more about, you know, the dialogues and how it's necessary to speak about race, and, you know, what is freedom if it's not for everyone. We were really, really debating about those kind of things. And as Kiki said, you know, today we don't want to get into a dialogue about race. Race always somehow comes into it when we're talking about it. But yeah, today we want to really talk about, yeah, just freedom in a general sense. You know, what is freedom? And, you know, what does that mean to Senzo, for example, who's an artist, and to us? And, you know, what is that broader meaning of freedom? And do we really feel that we are free, and what makes us free, what doesn't make us free? So welcome, Senzo. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me today. Thank you.
So we'll just start briefly. Well, I think when I was introducing you before, I talked about, you know, a certain freedom of choice that you must have had in pursuing the arts. So maybe I'll ask, how did you even get into it? Like, yeah, just that background, if you can just share with us.
Yes, it was a long journey, because for me it started a long time when I was young, from Mpumalanga province. So yeah, I'm always proud to say that, because that's where I come from. So for me it started a long time ago, and there's a God-given talent, and I'm aware that my parents as you know, all the parents, they are not always comfortable when you start choosing the career. So for me, it was also not that easy to choose art. I never mentioned that I would be an artist to them at all. I used to say all the good things, which is like pilot, a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever that can come up in my mind. And I also wanted, I remember a long time I wanted to be a paramedic. So I never mentioned art to them. And as I grew up, I tend to understand sometimes that why it's not really, really easy as a human being to say that I want to be an artist to your parents. But I was an artist, and my mom was really supportive. So my journey of art came very, very from long time ago, because I grew up drawing as a kid, and drawing on my yard in Mpumalanga. And my mom used to save so many drawings for me. because I used to draw almost every day from when I remember very well. I started drawing maybe long time ago from grade 3, and I still remember some of those drawings that I did when I was there in Mpumalanga, in a place, Driefontein. And I remember that I used to draw in my classwork books. Even when the teacher is in front of me, I'll just draw. Yes, but it's been a long journey. So that's how far I can remember the journey of being an artist.
It sounds really interesting. I mean, I think most of us, our parents have, you know, ideas or ideals of what we're supposed to do when we reach a certain stage or when we finish school. They have, you know, set out plans and ideas about what we should pursue. And like you're saying that, you know, you said all the right things, but then you ended up doing art. How was the reaction from your family when they discovered that that's actually what you're going to be doing?
It was not easy. I got myself in so many family meetings where my brother will sit me down in a family meeting with my uncle, my father, just to explain exactly that what I'm really doing in my life. Because it was a concern of cars, a concern of a house. If I draw, when I'm going to achieve that? And then also in our language these days, it's not really easy to explain that you are an artist, especially with my language, Zulu. When you say you are an artist, you have to go deeper that what kind of an artist you are. And then I had to say, I draw. And then some question would be like, why do you have to draw? And why is it necessary for you to draw? So all those questions were questions from my family. It took them like a long time to understand what exactly this thing that I'm doing. They reach a stage where they realize that this thing it's close to be like as a calling and as a God-given thing, because they realize how much I used to suffer when I'm not doing what exactly I really wanted to do. So, but I'll be honest to you, the only thing that made them realize that I'm really serious about art, it was money. When the money started to get involved in the career and seeing me winning awards and then also realizing that I am so passionate about what I chose as an artist, and also realizing that because I wanted to be a pilot, so they also realized that in my family we couldn't actually afford to pay for that course that I really wanted to be. So when I told them that I chose art because this is what I have, and I had to look in my talent on the things that I do almost every day, so it made them some way to adjust and to also understand that this is really what and I have to do. And then also they also realize they respond, because when you follow what God gave you, people listen. When you respect your craft, people listen, people give you support. So it went up until to the stage where my family, they could also be there, or my friends, they could also be there in during exhibitions. And then when they see the response of people and when they started seeing that people are different nations, people listen and they give me the attention to understand what exactly I'm trying to say to this with my art. So all those things contributed for them to understand exactly.
And it's really like what you're saying is that you know, when it comes from the heart and when it comes and you know that it's there. And, you know, someone was saying, when you're talking about freedom, they were saying it's freedom to me is the luxury of being able to follow the path of the heart, like really, and that's what it sounds, you know, and to follow that magic because you know that it's there. And like you're saying, then people will recognize it at a later point, you know, whether they recognize it then and there, fine, not. But, you know that that thing is there and it's burning and it's your passion and it's in your heart and you're able to, you know, that part of being able to continue doing it no matter what. Because I think a lot of us, you know, and we hear it in the dialogues a lot, people have so many talents, they have so many, you know, creative parts of them that they haven't been able to express in whatever way, you know, not only through art, through music, through other forms. And, you know, they haven't been able to express it the way that they wanted to because of the difficulties like you're talking about and the challenges. And it's really hard for them to get through that phase, you know, of actually saying, this is what I really, really want to do. And, you know, the challenges, the practicalities are just, you know, prevent someone from then actually feeling free to continue doing what they want to do.
Yes. And you are so right. And it's not always about the... that they also haven't reached the stage of expressing, but it's also the our parents are insecure. It's not just a matter of being black or white. As a parent, I also have a daughter now, and I know very well that how will be my reaction will be if she tells me that she's gonna follow art. And for now, it will be easy for my daughter because I've already started the journey. But it won't go down very well, and I know exactly. So it's not a matter of being black or white, but it's a matter of we always not we are like insecure of we can't just be comfortable because being an artist. Or it says it means you'll be self-employed, and we believe that we have to go through this thing of being employed, so that you know you know that you are covered. Some of the like your life is covered, and somebody is in charge of everything, and but being an artist, you are actually in charge of your life, and yeah, so it goes a long way, and then you also in charge of your mistakes, and if by end of the month as a musician you don't or as an artist, a visual artist, you don't receive anything. It's also up to you how hard you work, and yeah, so it's a tough, very very tough career. But I always believe that as a human being, when you dedicate your time into what you really like, you will get reward of from what you really like. And it's the same thing as if you wanna be, if you wanna lose weight, you don't just sit down and expect miracle to happen. If you wanna gain muscle as a guy, you can't just keep on drinking all those things and then just chill and say, I'm gonna tomorrow I'll have muscles. No, you have to dedicate most of your time in what you really like, and then in that way you'll reap what you really putting down.
You know, when you're talking, I just remember the repertoire that's always doing the rounds about artists and musicians, like creative types of people, and how you know, the thing you actually talked about it, about, you know, that we are uncomfortable, insecure, and our security is almost like based on a paycheck, and it's almost like it's giving up one freedom to have another, sort of. So because you know that, you know, you're working somewhere and you're going to get paid at the end of the month, that gives you a certain freedom. But then how free are you really if that's not what you want to do?
And I like how you say that, you know, it's ultimately it's up to you how hard you work. But at the same time, you also might not make something, you know. So it's a give and take, like, which, I don't know, it's almost like which freedom are you willing to give up on to have the other. I mean, I think we're talking and we didn't give Senzo, you know, an adequate introduction. So if some of us are, some of you are just joining us now, I'd just like to read his biography quickly so that you understand the stature of the person we're talking about. So Senzo Shabangu began working on monotypes at the David Crute workshop at Arts in Maine with printer Gillian Ross in 2010. His monotypes explored themes of urban living and human nature. Shabangu moved on to making lino cuts in 2011 at David Crute workshop Arts on Main and into the David Crute workshop on Jan Smuts Avenue in July as an artist in residence in preparation for his solo exhibition, which was Naked Pressure. And this was in 2011.
Yes.
And then in 2012, his exhibition Amandla was at Arts on Main and was followed by the 2013 exhibition Obsession, which was his first show at the Male Gallery space at the Jan Smuts Avenue, as well as a concurrent exhibition in Cape Town, which was called Recollection, Works on Paper. Senzo's work is mostly about the Johannesburg city. Quite a few of you who might be art collectors might know his work. It's quite distinct. Can you maybe just explain to people your art form or what type of art you do?
Yes, the technique I do or I'm good in to, it's called printmaking. I'm a printmaker, which mean I can do stuff like editions. It's not like painting. When you paint once, and when you a printmaker, it's an old technique that give you freedom to actually reproduce or to edition the work. There are some of the techniques that I can actually explain. Maybe it's silk screen. It's also part of printmaking, where you can print T-shirts. And also, I had a long time ago that money, it's also printed in with the same technique of printmaking, because they use blades and to print money. So it's a nice technique that give you, I always said that it's a technique of people who've got big heart, people who actually want to satisfy almost half of the world or everybody in the world. It's a technique that give you that give one to have so many artworks, because sometimes we can't just do one painting and then expect to reach a level of everyone will know about us. But sometimes it give us a way of having a piece in Cape Town, having a piece in Joburg, having a piece in Soweto. So it's one of those techniques which is very interesting. Most of the time we get questions like, is it original piece? And then it's an original. It's the same as having when you buy a Reebok T-shirt, you can't say I'm buying a copy of a Reebok. Or when you buy a Mercedes-Benz, you can't say I'm buying a copy of a Mercedes-Benz. But before the Mercedes, the Mac that you own, or the Ford or whatever, it means there is a template for the car. So that's the only way I can explain it in a simple way. There is a template for the car, but we have million cars around, and then when you own one of the car, you own an original of that car. So in printmaking, we actually use the old method, which is an original method of printing, not just digital print. That's how far I can explain my work so far. And then when it comes to concept, I always like to, my work is all about the pressure of the city as I came to Johannesburg. And for me, as an outsider, it's easier to realize the pressure of this city. So many people came here and the city swallowed them and they disappeared and they lost their dreams. So I'm really concerned about being out there and being not swallowed by anything. Your dreams and your talent, this is a good place to explore whatever that God gave you, whatever that you have in your heart, in your hands, in your mind. This is the place to be. Joburg, it's the city, or you can be anywhere. But I mean, for me, my work, I explore around it. And then when it comes to freedom, my work, I explore as well around that concept of being free, doing what you really like, without the pressure, and then trying to settle. Because in my work, I believe that we are all free, but we box ourselves because of our fear. I know it sounds like some people won't believe it, but we box ourselves some way because of we allow things to block us sometimes. And then, yeah, even hunger and then being unsettled in the city, it's not really easy to find yourself when you first come to the city. But it's like a university. It can cook one to become what he really want to be. Doesn't matter what you go through. It can be poverty. It can be jobless. But if you use those things and then learn and then follow exactly what you want to do, you can achieve in this place. So my work is always about being most of the work I do, the human figures are even larger than the cityscape, which is a symbol of people who believe in themselves, people who knows what they want. They all have challenges, but it's because when you have, you can be big. When you follow your career, you can be big. In when you believe in what you have, you can reach a stage. So my work explore around that concept.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back. We've just been talking to artist and printmaker Senzo Shabangu, who just recently also had a very successful exhibition, My World, at the Jan Smuts David Kroot Gallery. So Senzo, there was one question that I was also thinking about when you're talking about the difficulties about being an artist or pursuing a different type of freedom and the whole phenomenon about, you know, struggling artists and how, you know, if you choose to go in this thing, you must know that you're going to struggle and how everybody else must understand that artists struggle and all of this thing. Like, what is your, you know, what is your sentiment about that, or what is your experience on that?
Well, I'll be honest. I think it's very, very important to also try and have a skill of not just to draw, but also have an idea that you have to survive as an artist. And it's very important that you don't just think of becoming a rock star or a superstar and then people praising you that, wow, you can draw, and can you draw me? and then but you growing as a human being, and you have to pay your bills. And so the fun part, it's nice. It's nice to be praised. It's nice to be celebrated as a human being, as an artist. But it's very important that you also have it in mind that I have to make a living from what I'm doing. Also to impress your parents, impress yourself, impress to be able. So, yeah, like it's out there. People associate art with a struggle. And poverty. But for me, I always don't believe in that. I believe that if your work, because it starts from you, first of all, you have to know exactly that the work talks to you, build you as an artist. So in that way, it build the next person. And also artworks has to be sellable, they have to be affordable to people. So for me, that's one of the strategy I use, choosing printmaking. My work are affordable and they talk to me, they build me. And in that way, I think it helps me, it pushed me away from being a struggling artist at all, because I sell my work almost every weekend. We have market in Aton, Maine. Galleries are open on Sunday. We have works in Jan Smart. And then I also get involved in so many projects, dialogues. I go out. I make sure that I talk to people. I sell myself before the gallery take over. I use that skill of selling myself. I get involved in so many group shows, and I started doing that long time ago as an artist. And even before I met the gallery, I was on my own journey, because the moment I took the decision that I'm going to be an artist, I started checking around on a successful artist. And I associated myself with them, and I made sure that because I knew that my background, I never knew any artist. So when I came to Joburg, and when I started realizing there are artists like Willem Bosshoff who making a living out of that, William Kenrich, Philmon Tlongwane, Nelson, whoever who was around me during that time, they helped me a lot to actually learn that this is actually not just art and being a rock star. It's also you have to make a living. So I take it it's a profession. It's like you have to believe in it, and you have to be professional. And people also have to know that you deserve, it doesn't matter how much your artwork is, but if you say this work is 3,000, people have to know. If you say it's 30,000 or 50, it's fine. The people has to know that your standard of living demand that kind of money, because you're growing and you have to feed your kid, you have to pay for the studio. So struggling artist, it also goes along with lacking of skills, lacking of you yourself as a, getting yourself out there. You don't have to wait for somebody to put you out there. But as an artist, you have to learn from other artists who are there, and then be out there. Make sure that you're out there. You can fail 30 times or 40 times, it's fine, but you'll be out there. Just as long as you're out there, people will know about you and then will support. Doesn't matter how much they spend in your work, but people are out. They are out there to support every artist.
Well, thanks, Senzo. It's also, I think it's also useful kind of advice, you know, from someone that's, you know, that's an artist and has managed to also kind of make a living from the passion and the artwork. You know, it's also just useful advice for people that are also trying to do that but also don't know how, because some of us just feel like, you know, follow your heart and then, you know, yes, follow your heart and the money will follow, but also be sensible about it, you know, and use the necessary skills or connect with the necessary people that you need to connect, because it's not just going to come, you know, freely and flowing.
Yes.
Yeah, and for those that have just joined us, it's Anisha, KK and Senzo, Consciousness Cafe on Cliff Central on Freedom Day today. And for a change, we're not talking about race issues, but freedom in the more general sense. And we're lucky to have in the studio Senzo, who's an artist, and he's just sharing with us, you know, his journey and what his art means to him and what it means to be free and to be able to express your, you know, what's in your heart and do that as your life work. Because I think a lot of us are yearning for that, eh?
Yes.
It's true, and we don't really know, like you said, like where to start and what's the first. And it is actually a huge leap of faith, and it takes, I think, a lot of also being brave to do it. You know, I think it epitomizes what people say about with great, is it great? Great something comes responsibility, or great
freedom.
Great freedom, yeah, comes responsibility. And I mean, what you've been saying is very sobering, because it's you know, basically you have to build the heart and the resilience and the, you know, your passion has to keep you standing when maybe other things don't, you know, when your family's not understanding what it is you're doing and why, when maybe you're not selling so well, maybe when you're still up and coming and you're still developing your craft and people don't yet know about it. Because you said, you know, maybe in the beginning, you know, nobody knows you, and don't expect that from one painting people are suddenly going to be like, wow, and then come rushing to you. I mean, I think you've won many awards, and you've actually had quite a successful career. And I think it's also about being real, like Anisha was saying, and being sensible enough to see also, you know, is this something that everyone can do? As a parent, I think I'm speaking like that now, you know, to think, you know, if you're really, really mad about something and you're really passionate and you want to do it, by all means, do it. But maybe after you've done it for some time and it's really not panning out or it's not working out, then maybe it's time to consider the responsible parent. Yeah. That is the responsible parent speaking. But I think, I don't know, since it's also a parent, I don't know what you make of that.
It's like that as well sometimes. But I remember Picasso once said, we are all born as artists. And it's just us, we when we grow up, we change and we choose what we want to do, and not just drawing. So yeah, but as a parent as well, I think what I will do with my kid is to make sure with my kids that I support them. You know, if you give them the enough support, they will never fail. Yes, they will get hurt. If it's like sport, they will fall, they will get hurt, but they will never fail if you support them enough, if you show that support. Because what is really important now is to for us to support our kids and in the choice that they took as kids, in what they like. It doesn't matter if it can be a small thing, toys, whatever, but it's very important to give them a support. Yes, maybe if they quit, it's also okay if they quit, because it's understandable if one quit. If it didn't work, well, I'll keep pushing, but you have to have elements or other options around you on how to make, to enrich, or to give it more energy, whatever that you're doing. So what I was going to do, I was going to learn more and go out more and learn and maybe get more advice. And I still do that. I once went to William Kendrick. I asked him one day that, how come I'm not making money? Long time ago. And I was angry of that. And then he just told me that, don't put your eggs in one bucket. Don't just expect that prints will be the only thing. Go have your own studio. He said, go and have your own studio. And I have my own studio, and now it's working. And he said, do other stuff. Get involved in other projects. And sometimes if you want to get into acting, go there. And you're going to make it. But still come back with the money. And just make sure that the talent, you empower it, you build it. And then so that's very important for me at the moment, because also art is not just art, but it's a language itself. So it goes along with being free. You have to be free, because the language has to be free. It's a language. Art is a language. It talks to people in different ways, and it starts the conversation sometimes. It also goes up until to the stage where it takes a human being to the past, where it has to the human being has to confess of his or her own past of, like, this is where I mess up, or this is what I happened in my life long time. It takes us to the present, to the future, and sometimes it even change people's mind to think about designing other stuff and going to the business with it. That's why I call it as a language. So it require freedom, and you have to be free financially, you have to be free in your mind. So it's a beautiful thing.
And it's just, it also just speaks nicely to, you know, you're saying it's a language, and it's, you know, it's a different type of language that makes you come, you know, a person can look at a piece of work and come to a realization about whatever the state of society or themselves or what's going on in their mind, because it's just an expression of what's going on in you as an artist, but also what's going on in society.
Yes.
And, you know, we always say, like, Consciousness Cafe has dialogues, and, you know, we host dialogues in different parts. Mostly in Gauteng, but also now recently in Cape Town.
Yes.
And, you know, we use dialogue. So people come there and they come together and speak about what's really, really burning inside of them. And that's just one language, that talking, you know, that's one kind of platform. Mm. And like you're saying, art, you know, visual art, music, it's another platform. Mm. So it's, you know, whatever kind of platform we have for expressing what's really going on inside of us and coming to different realizations and perspectives on different things. You know, that's great. We need all those type of languages because we all respond to things in different ways.
True. Yeah. And also from my own experience attending dialogues, and I've realized that it all the relief that you get after the dialogue is the same relief somehow with the relief that you get after painting. Because when you paint, if you are a true artist, there's something that had to bother you. You don't just draw paint, but you express yourself through that. Mm-hmm. And then the dialogues taught me all those things. I realize every time I go there that this is really needed these days, the freedom of talking, the freedom of speech and talking and then expressing. As I said, that we are all artists, but some of us that can't draw, better take out, because we all have stories to tell, and we all have something that bothers deep down in our heart, and then these things, they come to us almost every day, each and every second when we breathe. So, like, this is really important to talk about. In South Africa, as South Africans, it's very important for us these days to at least try and express ourselves in that way, because in other countries, they've been into art. Even if they're not an artist, if you will meet a doctor, but he knows exactly the process of making a sculpture and turning it into bronze, he knows how to paint. They were involved, so they have skills to express themselves, and us, we don't, because we are not supportive enough in terms of these skills, singing especially, or running, or whatever, sports, or whatever, expressing just to take out some, you know, like to release something, these tensions, and then we stay with them, and it's a beautiful thing that the dialogues are out there, because our grandparents died with this anger and issues that they were bothering them.
Thank you for that. It's so insightful, and I just think also how, you know, I mean, as you were speaking, the importance of expressing ourselves and how sometimes, you know, what you said earlier also about maybe you should sometimes, you know, be getting money from somewhere else and then using the money to express what you need to express, you know, in a different way, which is what I've seen actually some people start to do lately. And I think it all contributes to what you're saying about that freedom of expressing yourself. And actually you become a happier person, because I think when you lose, you know, whatever you're suppressing that prevents you from realizing certain things or embracing your creativities or your potential, your talents, then of course, you know, once you do that, you come out of your shell and your potential as a human being is also realized, which is really great. I think Anisha is trying to get hold of Claire so that we can talk a little bit about Consciousness Cafe, and what's going to be happening today on Freedom Day later on.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So we now have Claire on the line. So we've been talking about creative and artistic freedom. So a different freedom than the political freedom that we're usually talking about. What are your sentiments about that?
Hi, guys. It's funny that you asked me this question now, because I think you're thinking a lot about it the past few days. Freedom for me is like the act of love. It's like the physical manifestation of love. You know, when you love another, you give them freedom. You don't restrict them, trap them, and, you know, you give them the space to grow and to explore, discover themselves and discover the world, you know. And I mean, that's why political oppression is so terrible, because it stopped people, you know, really discovering their complete human spirit. And, you know, that's internalized oppression we're living with today in South Africa that we talk about, you know, is a sort of legacy of that. And I just, you know, when I think about what a life is, when it has true freedom, you know, it's so incredible, because, you know, though you're taught about dangers, of course you are, you talk about risks, you're taught about responsibilities. You know, freedom isn't just blanket freedom. When you have it, it's like you can just become this being that is so much more immense than just, you know, who you started off as. And, you know, I mean, it's funny that, I mean, you guys know why I'm talking about this. And it's a funny topic, because, you know, I this last week, one of my best friends, like the being that has like really followed me around like a shadow for 10 years, was tragically killed. And, you know, she was killed by a train. And it's, you know, in the middle of the night. And this is a dog, which many people like go, oh, I can't believe you have such a close relationship with a dog. But, you know, when you have a creature in your life that is just this pure love, this pure being, this pure joy, and then, you let them be free. And we live on a farm in Scotland, and she was so free, and she was never trapped. And she went out in the middle of the night and got hit by a train while looking for foxes. And that just, you know, it breaks your heart, because you think, I should have protected you more. I should have held you back more. But her death has been so insane, because in Scotland, like 3,000 people shared that she was missing, and people were organizing search parties, people I didn't even know. And because she really, like, she just looked like freedom. Like, she, the way her being looked at people, they could see that she embodied something so different. You know, she personified something, which I think in human form, often we get a little bit bogged down by our, you know, our stories and all our problems and pains. And with animals, there's a love where they're not useful animals, not practical, you know. They're just this kind of, this pure love, this pure space. And, yeah, so I mean, for me, it was just, you know, realization of, but freedom is, you know, is pure joy. It's pure love. It's all these things, and it's, we need to nurture it, and in ourselves and in others. And when it's, when someone dies or something happens because of freedom has been given, you know, it's like you can't be sad of that in some ways. You can, of course, initially, but it's like you actually realize. Anyway, so I'm sorry to talk about a dog and freedom, but that's where I've been this week.
But thank you, Claire, because we are talking about, you know, our respective, you know, different types of freedom than what we're often talking about. But I think it is time for us to also start winding down. Just to give people a heads up, you know, if they don't have any plans for today, we are having a dialogue at Boundless City in Joburg CBD. So we're going to start with a workshop, actually. So Senzo Shabangu has been kind enough to start with a workshop for us. That's free. You won't have to pay for it. Where he's going to be taking you through some of the procedures and printmaking and all that artsy stuff. So if you'd like to know, and if you think maybe you have a passion that's hidden somewhere and you haven't done enough about it, well, there's an opportunity for you.
Express your freedom.
Exactly. Express your freedom. You have an opportunity tomorrow. Today at 11 a.m. That's when the workshop will start, and then afterwards we'll have a dialogue, as the ones we usually have. Our dialogue should be starting around 1 o'clock, and then from around 5 we'll be starting with open mic session and entertainment. We have Men of the Past Future Band, we have Vera coming for poetry, Sabelo Soko. So please, if you haven't got any plans, please join us, and thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, can I just add that?
Yeah,
I mean, just
sure.
to say that men at 5:30, we've got Men of the Past Future Band, who are an amazing conscious band who really talk about this concept of freedom and who we are and who we want to become. So these beautiful, poignant, you know, people. And then we've got 11 acts from, like, you know, from jazz singers to poets. To, like, you know, it's just really just such an amazing lineup, and we just want to stress that these, all these people want to perform for free for you on Freedom Day, and actually, you know, collectively celebrate who we are becoming in the process of becoming a South African, as we sort of, you know, we explore our freedom and what that means to us. So we'd love to share it with all of you listeners. So, and it's a free event, so do come.
Great,
great. Thanks, Claire, for joining us.
Thanks, and guys, and I'll see you tomorrow. I'm on my way back to South Africa.
Okay, right. See you soon, Claire.
Bye.
See you soon. Bye, guys.
Thank you,
bye.
Senzo.
Bye.
Thanks, Senzo, for joining us as well. And yes, please join us for the event later.
All right, great. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Cheers, guys. Bye.
Bye.
This is CliffCentral.com.